Excuse me, Bob, you're not connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones. Please go ahead.
Dr. Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I, for some reason, don't have a one sheet. Maybe you can. Well, I'll tell you what, we don't. We only have 5 minutes here, so let me. Who are you? Just give me a one sentence intro.
I'm a medical oncologist with Georgia Cancer Specialist.
Okay, great. Dr. Cheryl Jones is with us now this morning at AM 1420, and she's with Georgia Oncologist Specialist, or Cancer Specialist. She's an oncologist here to talk to us about breast cancer and kind of a breast cancer roundup. Dr. Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you fill us in on where we are in the state of breast cancer treatment and diagnosis?
Well, we've made a lot of advances these last few years in the management of advanced breast cancer, or breast cancer that is spread to other organs in the body. These advances in new medications have improved patients' quality of life and, most importantly, their survival.
Oh, that's terrific. And if you were to kind of fill that out a little bit and tell how much more survival on average?
Well, one of the new advances is the medication Afinitor. This is an oral tablet that's given daily with their endocrine therapy, such as an aromatase inhibitor or tablet that many people or women are taking for endocrine therapy for their breast cancers.
Mm-hmm.
When this medication is added as they become resistant to the endocrine therapy, it extends their progression-free survival for up almost a full year.
Mm. And that's, I guess, pretty significant, isn't it?
That is significant because not only does it improve their survival on average, it also has very low side effects and delays the initiation of chemotherapy.
Hmm. One of the, and I suppose that's one of the things you kind of weigh one side against the other, because so many drugs have had rather unfortunate side effects that you wonder if it's kind of worth it. But this, I understand, when you say it has fewer side effects, any at all?
Well, it has a one of the side effects is something called stomatitis. That's like getting little aphthous ulcers in the mouth, but they're usually very transient, you know, within the first month of therapy. Otherwise, very, very low side effects. And the women, not only do we look at the side effects as the doctors record them, but the patients fill out quality of life questionnaires, and they've rated this medication, you know, with all positive.
Wow. Are there any other advances in breast cancer?
Well, there are several other medications and clinical trials going on, but this is one of the latest new FDA approvals because of its advancement, the use of Afinitor with aromatase inhibition.
Well, that sounds great. And, of course, there's been the mammogram debate going on. How do you stand on that? Important for all women to get mammograms?
It is important for all women to get mammograms because it's how we diagnose this disease at the earliest time. Now, a mammogram cannot detect all breast cancer, so the importance of physical examinations with physicians is ongoing, but mammograms are an important part of a woman's health surveillance.
That's great. So the new drug to look for is Afinitor. Most doctors know about this now?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. It was approved by the FDA this summer.
Oh, great, great. So it's brand new, but certainly something women ought to consider. More information available online?
Yes, you can go to the www.gacancer.com website. Not only there's information about this clinical trial, but there's an Ask the Doc or Get a Second Opinion if somebody has a specific question. And also the breastcancer.org is another website with good general information on breast cancer.
Well, Dr. Jones, thank you so much for being with us and telling about this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you. Dr. Cheryl Jones on AM 1420 Radio.